If I'm a leisurely person, I might walk leisurely. Or at least that is what most standard dictionaries say.
That's what they say. Today we would like to talk about LY words that are an adjective and an adverb. Leisurely is one of those examples. This has been bothering one of your colleagues, has it?
It certainly has been interesting, one of my colleagues. One of my colleagues down the hall stopped by my office the other day and said, "What is going on with these LY words that can be both adjectives and adverbs?" The ones he was thinking about particularly were leisurely and gingerly. So let's start with leisurely. If I say, "I walk leisurely," how does that feel to you grammatically?
It just feels awkward to me.
And I agree. It feels a little awkward to me. And so I went into one of the online databases of usage and thought, do people really use this as an adverb? And in fact, they do. And in other places, it sounds less awkward to me. So here are some examples from the database. They strolled leisurely. They were moving leisurely. And I thought, okay, those sound less odd to me. Or its wings flapping leisurely despite the buffeting wind.
Isn't that pretty?
I know. So the adverb goes back to 1486, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. About 150 years later, the adjective shows up, as in a leisurely walk. The word leisure goes back to French, 1303. And one of the things I like about this is we're seeing a French word with a native English suffix. That L-Y is a Germanic native English suffix. And there's a historical reason why we're getting some confusion between adjectives and adverbs here. So let me give you the history, and I'll try to make this clear. So in Old English, the adjective ending was L-I-C, which in Old English was pronounced leech. To make that an adverb, you added a final E to create leche. So that's the way it worked in Old English. Now, over time in English, we lost the final E, and then we lost the final ch, which meant that we had the equivalent of ly for both adjectives and adverbs. Over time, the ly has come to be the adverb ending, but we still have all these ly adjectives floating around in the language, like kingly, manly, comely, lovely, and friendly. So the question is, what is the adverb for friendly?
Well, what is it, Anne?
Well, so what would you say if someone greets you and they greet you like a friend, they greet you
friendlily?
Right. So here we have this problem. And there are people who will say friendlily. There are people who really don't like friendlily, which is, I have to say, a little hard to say. So we say something like they greeted us warmly or as if we were friends, because we have these ly adjectives that are a little tough to make adverbs.
But this is serious business for your colleague, right?
I think he was more interested in it than seeing it as truly serious. But I am serious about what is the adverb for friendly. And so if people have thoughts about that, I hope they'll let us know, because I think it's a conundrum.
You know where to find us. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.